Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the Audio Daily Dose of Duff, the show where we talk a Duff lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Erevin 66, talking about joining where you should join. Shmuel stated three principles for relinquishing rights. Any place where residents restrict a chatzar if they do not join in an Erev, meaning they restrict each other from being able to carry an article from the house to the chatzar, like later on in the case of the Rosh Hashanah Rabban, those cordoned off by non-Jews, that this restriction must have started before the Shabbos, the notes explain. So any place where they restrict a chatzar, if they do not join in an Erev, and they could join in an Erev, they may relinquish their rights. So if they didn't join in an Erev, they may relinquish their rights in the chatzar to one of the residents. As a result of this pitul, the chatzar will be considered the exclusive property of the recipient of their relinquished rights. So if they restricted, they could have joined, they relinquished. If they could join in an Erev, but they would not restrict if they failed to do so. And then if they restrict, but they could not join in an Erev in these last two situations, they may not relinquish their rights. Sages only granted the dispensation of Bittul in cases of necessity. The Chatzar would otherwise be restricted. And where the institution of Erev has jurisdiction, the Chatzar could be rendered permissible with an Erev, for example, the notes explain. So I want to think about two ideas to talk about outside today. Number one, the idea of being bittul, the idea of nullifying yourself to the greater good, understanding you're only a peon in this system, you're only a small speck in the universe, you're only a tiny blip in the history of existence, in the history of our world. Don't think you're all that. Don't think you're so great. Don't think you're all almighty and powerful. Only Hashem is. We are just a small, tiny messenger, a small, tiny person in the history and the sands of time. You have to realize your place. Realize that you should swallow your pride and do what you can for the greater good, especially when people ask you to do stuff. You should do stuff and not be feeling like you're all too great, all too powerful. Understand your role, understand your place, understand that really everything is from Hashem. That's number one. Number two, understand that you shouldn't relinquish yourself. You shouldn't relinquish your rights. You shouldn't relinquish your abilities if you have capabilities. If you have something you can contribute, you know you could contribute. You know you could help. Why would you not help? If someone asks you to help them write something and you're an amazing writer, then maybe you really should write it. Granted, it's a normal time and nothing crazy and you're not overloaded or whatnot. And if someone asks you for proofreading something and you're an editor, that's what you do for a living, don't say, I'm too busy, I can't really do it, I only could do it for books, I don't do it. You gotta do it. Don't relinquish your rights in a place where you can really help. The Gemara's talking about bittul, relinquishing rights. Understand where you should relinquish your rights and where you should be bittul. You should bittul yourself to the greater good and understand that you should be subservient to the will of Hashem, doing the mitzvahs and chesed and Torah in the world, but don't relinquish your rights, don't relinquish your capabilities and your talents when you have an ability to do so. When you have ability to help those around you, you gotta help them. You gotta be involved and you gotta participate as much as you can, helping out everyone around us a little by little every day as much as we can. This has been the Audio DDD with Reb T. Join us next time for Erevin 67, and I'm your host, Reb T.